This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Welcome back to the shoulder to the oppressed or for the oppressed. Musa, today you will see why Musa, I chose the title, the shoulder for the oppressed or to the oppressed. Because you will see at the end that Akuna Zahira didn't body mean. He will not support the body mean, or as he will support the Mazlumin. The Mazlumin are those who are oppressed. There are certain things that will happen to Musa alayhi salam that will change his life. You will go and you will have to make a decision. And your life, and my life, our lives, we can all relate to Musa alayhi salam. Definitely, you will see. You will go through a lot of all the problems we've spoken about so far, but go through so much hardship. The hardship of Musa is totally different from the hardship of Nuh, or the hardship of Ibrahim, or the hardship of Hud, we talked about Hud, of Tariq, and Sa'id, and Yunus, and Ayyub, each prophet of Allah. And his own share, you know, share of hardships. And you will see Musa alayhi salam, who was on top, and then he will go down into the bottom, and then he will come up again, subhanAllah, as a roller coaster. Why? Because he chose to stick with the truth. Right? When you choose to stick with the truth, you will have to go through some sort of intent. Glory.
I don't know what it is.
and you ask, yeah, how you left it. And then you have a story. Where is our author? Well, I've got a book too. Yeah? And then another one. And of course, hey, did you know that? If you know the answer, that's okay. If you don't know the answer, keep your hand to yourself. What does the name of Musa mean? I don't have that for you first. What? The water discharge, mashallah, is the water discharge. Bil-Arabi? Huh? He's not even Arab. And he's speaking a bit of an Arab. Rakeetul Ma'a, mashallah, alayhi, you are right. Good job. What happened between Fir'aun and his and Musa? The story. What happened between Fir'aun and Musa? Between Fir'aun and Musa? Yes. Fir'aun and Musa. So he hired Moses' mother as a breastfeeder, and then what happened? There's something missing. There's something missing. Yes, you know, Moses couldn't breastfeed from anyone, so he hired, he took this woman, and then he asked her to feed her baby, her Moses, and she said, Moses, but in respect of what? Huh? You miss that. He gave her an allowance. He gave her an allowance. He said higher. And higher that means allowance. Okay, you get this thing. This thing, okay, no problem. What is, this one for this? Most of responsibility, therefore, three. Most of responsibility, three responsibilities. And say, I'm giving this man three responsibilities. The first one is Allah. The first one is to call the down to that ilaha illallah. The second one is to bring to take Bani Israel out from Egypt, Iraq, to bring them and the third one is to build this community and the religious house. I was just going to pray to him and stand and he says, I want money. So I'm not daddy. You don't want this. Call to the house of Islam, liberate Bani Israel, and form a renaissance. All right. What are the stages in the life of Musa? Therefore, the stages in the life of Musa. Therefore, what's liberation part one? Huh? Well, his birth is 50 years, so preparation number one. Preparation number two? So 15 years? Huh? What month? Where? No. You can't have a process. I'm sorry. Somebody else. Somebody, because I'm going to give away. In the period, so how long does that take him? Median 10 years, that's another preparation. Execution part one, where? 15 years, he went back to Egypt for 15 years, so execution. So execution part two, he took Bani Israel and then he found the Renaissance, and then how long? Therefore, how long? Until he died. Exactly. 12 years. From 0 to 12. For your little one, right? For your granddaughter, she's here. You see that for me? Your granddaughter is not here. Let me give it. What are the five qualities of a successful leader? I talked about 10. There are 10. I only spoke about 5. And then when you were born, it was the year when you were supposed to, when they were supposed to be killed. And then I came and you know what happened? I threw you into the structure because they wanted to save you. And what happened? You went long before, you went into the path of the house, and who picked you up? Because I sent your sister with you. She was looking, she was watching, she was telling me where was the door and take you. And then she kept referring to me. She said, Mom, Mom, what happened? Musa, my brother, he went, and now he is in the palace of the house. And then I came rushing and rushing, and I saw you, but something happened, oh my God. What happened? I'm going to scream out. And then I said, my son, but something fell in my chest. Someone, something alive. Lola, I'm not talking about Allah, because he has. Allah has also put something in my heart, also peace and serenity. So I kept quiet without crying. And then you were crying. And hopefully, you were crying and crying. As soon as I put you on my chest, you started speaking. You started chuckling. And then she answered me, would you want to take him? And chuckle him. And we tell you off top of that. So I took you back. And then she started in the story. And imagine most of the story was a crying lady. Maybe she didn't hunger towards the hound. That the hound, what I call him, is a parent. Dad, maybe he used to call him. Dad, maybe, I don't know. Reflectly. Because you know what Moses' title was in the palace? At home. It's going to go to Moses from the palace of the hound. And then the brings. Okay, I'll tell you fine. The Egyptians, they say, prince, a brings. A brings. Anywhere, there, brings. Did they call him Brings? Yeah, they call him Brings, by the way. But not Brings, they call him Prince Musa. Amir Musa. And Amir in Arabic means Prince. So he was Prince Musa. So maybe he had so much anger and rage that he warned him. I'm not gonna go like some of the youth today. They may, maybe becoming Islamically more Muslim-savvy. And then they start reading about Halal Haram. We are having any hikmah. They start going and saying, Halal Haram and this and that. And then they want to go to something crazy. We're living with the Qatar. We're living with this. And they want to go to Qatar and go to something bad. Because they want the hikmah. Maybe Musa, he just said, I'm going to go and run it. No, Musa, be careful. Why? You will see another quality of a good leader. Go back and keep the secret, yeah, Musa. Don't say nothing yet. Because, yeah, Musa, for him. What do you think? Why the mother told him, stay quiet, don't say anything yet? Why? Because they might kill him and kill the Israelites. Yeah. Now, if you were to go and tell them, this is my mother, he's going to... Maybe the Lord would send his soldiers, go and kill them. And he says, don't say anything yet. Go quiet, keep it secret. And surely there always is no rebel. If you are in anything, in any leadership skill, you want to become a good speaker? Choose a great speaker and try to mimic it. What is this? Really, it is a good process. You want to become a good Mazama Khabib? Choose a really good Khabib and try to listen to that Khabib. Try to even mimic it. Try to put back in. Anything. A great man, a businessman. You want to be a great businessman. Choose somebody who is a very successful businessman and try to copy. You know, whatever that person did, is what they have done to become successful. Why would you reinvent the wheel from the very beginning? Yeah. See somebody who's already successful in the group which you're seeking, and try to mimic that person. Open-minded, a true leader is, ready for questions? I'll ask questions. Open-minded, balanced personality. I'm balancing personality. Then I'm making my family, if he knows, I'm not going to tell anything. I'm open-minded. So in points I'm going to do, I'm going to be humble. It's another quality, I'm going to be humble. So Musa, he was, in the palace. Prince Musa, when he goes to Ben Israel, he will be sitting and eating with Ben Israel, maybe. He was sitting and eating with poor people, because Ben Israel, they were not rich, they were not wealthy. The Egyptians were. So he mingled with those. And he mingled with those. He took the quality of those. Come back on those. So that's a great Muslim. So the Muhammad, he said, with all. He said with the poor. And he said with the very, very self-healing. Then what the Ali said, right? So you can melt easily with any community, with any society. A true leader, you put him here, he can leave. You put him there, he can leave. You don't say, yeah, those are the people that I attack with the Mekatin Halo. They're not my level. A true leader is somebody who's humble, down to earth, who coexists with other societies, other nations. He would mingle with Ben Israel, as Musa alayhi salam did. He's also a visionary. Abu Rishada, Abu Rishada, Abu Ru'ya, vision, Ru'ya. A true leader is somebody who lives, they don't treat brothers and sisters recently, this is what they actually the elders and the adults. Somebody who has no vision, if you have no vision, there's no message to your life, as if you're driving the midst of downtown Toronto, and you don't know downtown Toronto much without a GPS. Or you're driving somewhere without a GPS, you're going to get back for sure. Somebody who has a vision, he sees things, he oversees things, he foresight things, he plans for things, he's ready for things. Somebody with a vision. Musa had a vision. Yes, you hear Ben Israel, you can be saved, but eventually we will lead. We'll be leaders. Musa had a vision. He would save Ben Israel from their misery. So, for this to happen, Musa would require one skill. It's a skill, Harry. Not Muhammad, he can beat me. Musa will need a skill because he would say, eventually, you know, I'm going to save Ben Israel from their misery. But he would need this skill. It has a skill, Harry. What is a skill? It's a very important skill. Yallah. I want somebody who hasn't spoken to you. Leadership. He's a leader, so he's a leadership skill. So for me to have to save Ben Israel from their misery, which may cause you would take me for 15 years, because he's going to come back in 15 years, he will need something very important. In the back. Communication. He says it's in his face. You and me, the religious companionship, you can do it alone. You know, who likes soccer? Who loves soccer? Football. You guys know Muhammad Salah? Of course. Muhammad Salah stays with you. You don't know. Okay, that's good. You don't need to know. Muhammad Salah, come on, man. Muhammad Salah. Salah time, man. It's Salah time. Salah time. He plays with what team? In the Inter. Liverpool! Of course, Liverpool! You know, look at that! You know the slogan of Liverpool? Yemen, yeah, I don't know. It's the slogan of Liverpool! You will never walk alone again! You will never walk alone again! What does that have to do with anything? Yeah, Moses, he said he would be alone, but he would not be alone when he was come back. He will never be alone again. He will get married, but he will have a righteous companionship. Harun! Min Ali! Wazirun Min Ali! Haruna! Abi! In Fasihi! Abi! Fasikubi! Abi! Hey! We sabbihak, Ya Rabbi, me and my brother, we'll be together, we'll take you together, we will take you together to comfort the house. So a true leader, yes, about. A mirror unto your brother. What does that mean? A mirror to your brother. The Prophet Muhammad already says, and the Muslim will ask you, and your Muslim is a mirror unto his own brother. I see myself unto you, and you see yourself unto me. The Prophet Muhammad says, make you trouble, may Satan defeat your friend because your friend is a mirror unto you. So choose your friends, strengthen your friends, make sure that your friends who are hanging out with are righteous friends, both girls and boys. So you need a righteous companionship, not on her own. And now we move into the action. Moses has grown. He knows the truth. Something has to happen. It's high to the end. He sees the time to make a decision. He sees the point where there is that turn in the life of Moses. He sees the turning point in the life of Moses. Okay. What happened? People are starting to move down in Friday. So he goes. I will share with you the story from the ayah in the Quran. He used to go, as I mentioned, even after finishing, you know, after finishing breastfeeding and whatnot. Now he's in a bed, but he's 30 years old, so he still goes to visit his mother. He used to go and visit his mother in what? Look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَدَخَلَ الْمَدِينَةَ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ إِشَتْ غَفْلَةٍ عَلَىٰ حِينِ غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا فوجد فيها رجلين يقتتلان هذا من شيعته وهذا من عدوه. One day he entered the city and looked to his people. One second. That means على غفلة. Did he keep it a secret? He used to that maybe tell others, I'm going to visit my mother. So maybe he came at a time where people went away, or maybe at a time where people were asleep or whatnot, and then he came in. And then he found something. He found two people fasting. One from the Israel, and one from Egypt. One from his origin, the one from Israel, and one from those who he grew up with, those who saved him, those who say he prepared him and whatnot. So not for you. Okay? So you have to make a decision. He told them both fighting. Coming together to fight it. I need to go and defend them, or I need to go and help them and whatnot. Moses, he intervened. He could draw them by the witness to the ongoing oppression of his people. Why? There's no oppression. Moses, he did not inquire. He said so. The strong may be trying to, or the rich trying to be the poor. We saw the trunk. And who's the trunk? Yellow, yellow, come on, help me. Who's the trunk? The Egyptian. He did after week. Who's already here? Come on, Israeli. Maybe the Israeli was stronger in terms of the Al-Fitna position physically. But the other guy had the power. So we saw the other guy having the power. He did not be Israeli. He did not be Israeli. So Moses, he was like, if you have me, Chassi, what may you have to see among the few? And he talked to him, fighting one of the, his own people, the Horde of Israel, and then one from the other of his enemies. The enemies, the Egyptians. The Egyptians, what the origins, we talked about that. The Egypt were, you know, and, ruled Egypt, remember? I talked about the inhabitants of Egypt the very, very, very first time. I talked about the inhabitants, or the inhabitants, sorry, the inhabitants of Egypt. They were who? The Coptics, Hittites, Omitanians, Hittites, and the Pharaohs. And the Pharaohs were then by. So, and then he says, the man from his people called. And then what happened? And the man said, one lady mean jihadi. And the lady mean adoi. So what is the Musa? فوكزه موسى فقضى عليه قال هذا من عمل الشيطان إنه عدو مضل مبين. So Moses punched him. Musa was strong. You will see when he would travel to Midian, a rock which needed more than 10 people to move, Musa alone would be able to carry that rock. Alone, the Muslim was struck with one punch. Any one punch, you may hurt him, you may give him a blue eye, you may have it, but kill him. Man, he killed him with one punch. So, what does Abu Musa, He's passing that. He's passing back in his death. So what's the Christ? This is what they're saying. This is from the Satan's work. He says it is a form of the enemy, and he's talking about Satan. Luther had to make a decision. Who did he side with? Luther, here he knew in his faith. Luther, here he, in fact, could have maybe, because there was a prophet at this time, he wasn't a prophet yet. So he went and he watched his decision. He could not, you know, absorb the fact that people were mistreating the Israelites. So he went and he defended it. Maybe it was the Israelites who actually went there, was wrong. He didn't inquire. He said, "Why are you my God? You're my son. You're from my people. I'm going to serve you. I'm going to help you. I'm going to assist you." And then he turned to the guy and killed him. So Moses said, "This is from heaven to back. It saved his decision." But once he took the right path, he must be fired. It's right, like what I said here. A lot of those are put him in a situation where he has to choose. How are you going to side with? Are you going to side with the Egyptians? Or are you going to side with the Venezuelans? He chose to side with the Venezuelans. The one is such. Qala rabbi inni zalamtu nafsi. Fakhfirli. Fakhfirli. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Right away, he realized he committed a mistake, a sin, a very great sin. So what did he say? He said, "My Lord, I have definitely wronged myself. So forgive me. Forgive me." So he forgave him. He admits his wrong in actions. What is the proof of his having accepted? What is the proof of his acceptance? Meaning, he says, "Rob, forgive me, or Allah forgive me." What is the proof that Allah forgave him? Yeah,
Yeah, became a prophet. Inside him, he became a prophet. Why? Because Moses realized inside of him, he requested that he pressed the man. He requested he killed the innocent, or maybe the innocent man, but he said, "Allah, I want." What is the name of the Lord? That he had another hour. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. 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 And then he said something interesting. Let's read with the Quran. Allah does it say. Father of the, which Torah is it? I've been using only two Torahs in the Quran so far. And then later on I'm going to use the Torah and then the other Torahs. How many times is Musa mentioned in the Quran? 100? You welcome? 36. We have 136 times. In how many Torahs? Come see. Uti ma'ana wa
I will not be a hero, or come up to the knees. I will not offer my shoulder to be wrong towards, not wrong from now on. If I have committed this mistake that I have sought forgiveness, you forgive me. I will not die. I will from now on only be served the oppressor, but I the oppressed. From then on, you will corrupt. My aim is only to be on the side of the oppressed, oppressor, oppressed, not oppressed, whatever they are. Yes, he's scared. He killed the life. People from the side there in Egypt, they will wonder what happened to the guy that came to, you know, who got killed. They will notice he's not listening. They will notice he's been missing. So there's somebody missing. So what they said, he just said, subhanAllah, even who commits a mistake or sin or crime, even without being caught. I'm kidding. when you said, what happened here? What happened here is, we came back again. And then he saw the same guy who was fighting yesterday. Somebody saw him, was fighting another guy, another Egyptian, another Israelitean. And he said, who are you? You're a troublemaker. You think I was defending you? This is what they happened here. Let me pray for you, so you guys can see it. So here's the bad guy. This is the Ben Israel. And this is the Egyptian. He's an Egyptian. So, yesterday, this guy, had an Egyptian, was speaking this guy, not beating him. Most guy came, and then he hears this guy, goes, he's dead. He's dead. What is dead? And then today, most guy comes back to some, you're dead. And then most guy comes back, and then he's on the same guy. The same guy. Like, you know, it's another guy. And he was fighting. And then most guy came in, and he says, most guy says, I just did yesterday. But you troublemaker. What I said to him. And then my Arabani official believed me who had to win the home of Araya Musa to be done after you cannot have a better friend in earth. And then he said, what is it? Now you're the troublemaker. What was the first person? It's the man. You're the best guy. And then this guy said, yeah, Musa. After you cannot have a better friend in earth. And this guy is what? Is this name? I want you to tell a story. I'm not saying that thing here. I don't know. I'm telling you all the story. Most guys, that's the first. This guy's my cousin. He's my guy. From my guy. This guy, what are you trying to make? I think it's today. You want to talk about him? This guy says, Yamuta, Father Yamuta. I believe that's what you're going to have to do with him. You want to give me what you told the story yesterday? This guy, he heard, it's the killer! Give me a sign that this man was from the Egyptians.
Good.
I don't know what I'm going to do. Maybe it's a God. Maybe it's a God who was Brown, and maybe it's a believer, you know, from the members of Brown, and he was keeping his not exposing his inner, so he came to put it on because everybody's looking for movement. But he came, a man came, most likely, definitely, not most likely, and he came from the symbol of Israel, from the civil authorities of the Egyptians. He was sorry, and I even had the idea that the movement had been out.
I'm not going to be able to do it. Why? You see, Moshe will not have time to go to his mom, to go to his brother, to go to. He will not have time to go and get some food because he will prepare for a long journey. This is the time where Moshe, as soon as he will hear this, he will run away. Why? Well, this man comes. What I'm telling you, though. Because he was sure it was going to happen. He was supposed to go where? He was supposed to go to Libya. Why is Libya? Jordan. How far is it? Why did he choose to go to this one, by the way? Why did he choose? So, people, if you are all prepared, you hear. Believe us, look at the whole. They're coming to the almost of the city, but actually go fight against you to push you to death. So, this is the city. So, how does it mean how? How? If I hear that, I'm back. So, most of the city is going to be in cross the plane. So, now we're with me.
I don't have this now, but I'm going to ask you to remember this. This is why I highlighted it in yellow. Why? Because it's very important. What did we say? I don't have been a city in our community.
Somebody there alone will tell him the same thing.
He will say, oh my Lord, save me from the rock throwing people. And I'm going to tell him, can you explain now? Who's the man? You told us who's the man? And the truth came out around for Mosa around where did he go?
ولما توجه إلقاء بدينا قال عسى ربي أن يهديني سواء السبيل.
He does not know anything or anywhere. He has no GPS, no plan, no food.
You know the Egyptians, you know, the people of the time, you told them some movies or the internet. They used to wear those long sandals, right, like those sandals and stuff. Imagine with those sandals, he would travel how long? He would travel for 1,000 kilometers. From Mecca, in Medjian, the east of Oregon, Medjian, which is in Jordan, let me show you, I have it here. And again, I'm going to come back to Medjian. Look how long. He will be traveling from here, from this here, all the way over here, Medjian, on foot. And look what he's doing. He's traveling by night and hiding during the day. Let me come back here. Why Medjian? Why Medjian? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, and he had the Medjian. I'm giving you this. Why Medjian? Far away. Fir'aun will reach him. Fir'aun, he does not know far away. Fir'aun, he does not know that he will go and catch him. Anyway, he did it. So why did he choose Medjian? I will to you. You want people to go there? Allah? You want something to go there? He's got a perfect yet. Why Medjian? Why Medjian? Enter. Anyway, yeah, you.
Because that exactly because the eye was in Midland is actually not a prophet. According to the majority of Gandhi, they know that the devil is a righteous man. He's not a prophet. No, he's not because of the prophet. Why? No, he's not surrounded yet. Why is the government empty? Huh? No, huh? We're never not there.
Why are you here at the moment?
We go to the desert. You go to the desert. You went there for sure. You went there for sure. The most, and another thing, because Midian was put under the authority of the Raida.
So he will be safe.
Yes, he will be safe. So Midian, 1,000 kilometers in 8 days. This Musa now, he's not his type of the he follows it, Amir Musa, who is now being on war. Where is Musa? 1,000 kilometers in 8 days. The prophet is Musa. He will have pain. He will have money. He will have burden. Still, he will lose everything. Sisters, this is a very important message. You may lose everything. Just like you. You lost everything. Allah will give him everything that he can. So Musa, he will leave everything, and later on, when he goes to Midian, and he says, why he goes to Midian? He will come back, he will say, Musa, he will come back, and everybody, and Prophet Musa.
Prophet Musa, alayhi salam, yeah. Amir Musa, not Allah, Ra'ad min the title, he will lose his title. Initially, when he comes back, he will, with a better title, the title will be Prophet Musa. Quickly here, and I'm glad this is it, right? This is it. A new era in his life. I call it lack of stability. Before you go home, say this. I make a lot of research on this. Wallahi, I got this. I never cheat when I do this. I never cheat anywhere, alhamdulillah, you're wonderful. Now, why? Because I want to give you so much information that you will never find anywhere else. Lack of stability in the life of Musa from their own. What is the lack of stability? Then you'll be looking. Plus, from there, you will leave plenty of it. Submitted, you will come back. Another back. Remember the ages I told you earlier? Let it. Execution now. Preparation, 10 years. He 20 years, 10 years, back in Egypt, 20 years. He only got five.
Thank you.